Good morning, brothers and sisters. There is a heresy which the popes have called modernism that is prevalent throughout the world, most especially today. And if you think of the title or the name modernism, that may seem a little strange because each age is the modern age, right? It doesn't matter when it is, as long as it's the real time, you know, 5,000 years ago, at that time was the modern age. So why call it modernism? Well, when we speak of a heresy or when we speak of an idea like that, like a philosophy, in this case, also a philosophy and a theology, what we mean is it's the idea that the modern, the new, is the best. That's kind of the heresy, if you will. The modern, the new, is the best. In essence, it's at the heart of the theory of evolution in a real sense. Because things are always getting better. That's the theory of evolution. Things are always advancing, always improving. Now, evolution isn't necessarily a problem, but modernists love to use that as a proof. It helps them reject religion because religions are old. They're not modern. What's interesting about modernism is that, in fact, it's an old heresy. Modernists just don't realize that. It's an old false doctrine. And I think a good way to express the difference between our belief, both our theology and our philosophy as Catholics, and this modernist heresy, this false teaching, is to focus on the fundamental belief of Catholicism and the fundamental belief of modernism. The fundamental belief for us is the God-man. That's what we believe in, the fact that God became man. But the fundamental belief for this heresy is the man-God. That may sound similar, but in fact, it's the opposite. It's the idea on some level that we can evolve, that we can become these greater beings, these gods. And the reason that's a heresy is because for the modernist, they want to do it without God. They take away the God-man, and they only want the man-God. What was the sin of Adam and Eve in the garden? To be like gods. To be like gods, if they would just eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But they did it against God, without God. Now, why did Adam and Eve want that fruit? Why did they want to be like God? It's because God placed that desire in their hearts. In fact, for each one of us, ultimately, we want to be like God. We want that knowledge and that power and that glory. And there's nothing wrong with that. We want to live at peace and joy forever. And those longings were placed in our nature by our Creator. So the essence of the heresy of modernism, or this ancient heresy in fact, is that we can attain Godhead without God. That's why it's evil. But for us who know the truth, who have been given the truth, we believe in the God-man. The fact that God, who created all of us in the world, came down and took upon himself our nature. And then to redeem that sinful and broken nature, he died upon the cross and he rose from the dead. And then on this day, he ascends to the Father. Now, why is this feast so essential? Because today, we complete the cycle of theology, if you will. God, who became man to redeem humanity, now takes that human nature back to God. Now we can follow him. Now we can become man-gods. Now it's possible for us. The journey is complete. God has come down and scooped up our nature in his own being and united it in the Holy Trinity. Human nature now dwells in heaven, in God. And those of us who are united with, in, and through Christ, who is both God and man, in our human nature and in his human nature, can now follow him to heaven, can now become gods ourselves. Of course, we have to remember that we become gods the way God is God, not the way we want to be God. That's part of the struggle here on earth. We often think, and I like to use the phrase, if I were God, I would have done it differently. That just shows I wouldn't have made a good God. I don't know how to be a good God. That's why Jesus is our example. That's why we follow him, not only his teachings, but especially his life. But it takes a degree of patience for us. It takes a degree of trust. And the more we conform ourselves to Jesus Christ, to his teachings, to his church, to his sacraments, to the God-man incarnate and present among us, the more he conforms us to himself. What did he say in the gospel today? He's ascending to the right hand of the Father, but he reminds the apostles, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. I'll never leave you. And he never has. For 2,000 years now, he has remained with his church, not just in her teachings and authority in the word, but above all in the sacraments, in the Eucharist, in the priesthood. Our Lord has never left us, and he never will. And it's only the church and the power of Christ, the body of Christ, that can make us into gods. So remember this. Whenever you're confronted with this heresy that permeates our culture in this day and age, they want the same thing we do, ultimately. They want to be gods, but they're going about it all the wrong ways. They do not know the God-man. And our job, first, is to follow him and be saved, be conformed to the God-man, so that then they can witness his presence in our lives and come to know and love him and ultimately follow him as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.